Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
And welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning. And again, I have to apologize, my radio listening audience. I'm really having a problem with my phone here now. It seems it's not the studio's fault, it's my fault. It's freezing on it. And then when I go to try to correct it, it just jumps all over the place. It acts like it doesn't want me to get through. And so it's like I have to fight it out just to be able to get where I want of this phone out. But I'm thankful I don't give up. I just keep fighting whatever the problem is until about we can get it together. I talked to Imam Shahid to let him know that I was having a problem coming on this morning. But he was supposed to be coming on, he said. And right now, I'm not seeing him on here. I see a beautiful, most wonderful supporter. May Allah bless him. His cousin seems to be on, but I don't see him. Bob is coming on to excuse me. We have a snow, wonderful, lovely, beautiful snow out today, and it's still snowing. Been snowing all day since yesterday. And the only thing about it is that weather like this, I have an allergy. So it affects my allergy, and you might hear me coughing every now and then. I don't. So excuse me for doing that. I try not to, but I have a little allergy in my throat, but it tickles sometimes. And it gets too dry, and I guess it gets dry in this weather. So I was waiting for Imam Shahid Shabazz to come on before I really began the show, and I'm nice seeing him on here. I'll see what I can do. If you can hold on, I'm going to try to see if I can go off and reach him, then come back on to the show. Okay. Oh man. The heat on hold. How did I do this? Now for that. Okay, they're back on blog talk, I hope. So, now let me see. I don't know if I'm blog talk or not. Shahid, let's see. I don't have him coming on, so I have no way of knowing what's happening here. All right, I'm back on the show. I don't know. I can't tell whether or not I see that our guest has left the show too now. So I have nobody on here but me, it appears. Yes. Okay. At any rate, I will try to go on with the show. my apologies. I had gone off to try to reach the host in Mount Shahid because I did tell him I would be on about 15 minutes, but I got on a little earlier. Maybe about 10 or a little earlier. I didn't expect to get on as early as I did. Even though I had problems, I still got back on. So I'm now on the show, and I will go on to explain what the show is all about today, what our discussions will be. And inshallah, if there's anyone in the listening audience, we thank you for your patience. I pray that you will just be patient a little longer. Imam Shahid Chapal will more than likely be on. I did give him 15 minutes. And I think we have about a couple of minutes left before that time is up. So I expect to see him on soon. Until then, we want to thank you for joining us. I want to let you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast from Imam Shahid Chapal, the reality of the Creator. And again, I thank you for joining us. I invite your guests to join me. Come on. And we really want to thank Imam's cousin in Richmond, North Carolina. He's so faithful. He's always there. He was right there the time I came on waiting for us to come on. And that's what you call really, really a committed person and very supportive. And now I will continue with the discussion for the show today. The title today will be Soon All Creation Will Return to Allah for Judgment. People, up your heart and mind and realize that Allah gave the human soul of people the power of choice and sense of right and wrong. If we keep our heart and soul right, Allah says we will obtain our soul salvation. Allah also says if we defile or corrupt our soul with sin, we will enter the hellfire of destruction forever. Each individual human being has a personal responsibility to save his own soul and mind from evil thoughts and desires. No person, yes, in one moment. I see I'm interrupted again here. I don't know how this is going to work. Yes, I swear to welcome. All right, so, inshallah. I finally have, the call was still on hold. There's so much you have to do here. I thought I'd take it off, so I will try to get us back now to see if I can get Imam Shahid Chabal back. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, okay. I finally got you. There's so much you have to do here. Once you could go off, that's why I don't like to go off to try to get back on. But I have, again, spoken to anybody who might be in the audience. And I have given them the summary, and I have you here now. We're waiting on you to begin your discussion for today because your cousin has left us. And I can understand he's a very patient man. And so I guess he thought we weren't coming on. He probably was confused. But we are on here, in here for anybody who might be coming on late. Some people do, and we will go on and continue with the show for today. Imam Shahid Chabal.
Assalamu alaikum. First, we want to say all praises due to Allah, who have brought us back to life, posing upon us a state next to death. Truly unto Allah is the final resurrection. The whole talk today still is centered around the judgment day. You know, simply because most people today in the world, before I start, I want to open with prayer, the Fatiha, because this is the prayer that will save people all people, any people who are sincere and pure in heart, if they want to be saved from the evil of the destruction of themselves, the evil of the destruction of this evil world. This is the only way out. It ain't no two way outs. It's only one way out. And that's to come back to the worship of the one creator who created the heavens and earth and him alone. This prayer he revealed to all of his prophets and messengers, and they all brought this message to mankind, and he confirmed all of his revelations, which is the same truth. People be asking, oh, is it the same truth in the Quran and the Bible? Yes, it is. The same God, Allah, our creator, that sent prophet Jesus, as they say, his name is Esau, sent prophet Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him, peace be upon both of them. It's called the Fatiha. We're said in Arabic and then in English. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ad-dallin. Amin. We just said, translated into this English language, with Allah's name, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds. The most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and thy favor, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray from your straight way. Amen. So, you know, with that said, you know, I myself every day I look in the world and I see a world full of people, as the Creator say, who look upon themselves as self-sufficient. Right now I'm in the car. I'm looking at the ice all over the wires, all over the trees. And everybody that's watching that, they know they didn't do that. They know no man didn't do that. The sun, the moon, the stars coming out. They know man didn't do this. They know there's a superior being. And Allah says, yes, in the opening talk of the summary, he said he created the nature of good in every human being. And then he said he created the sense, the good sense, the sense for us to be able to choose between what? Right and wrong, good and bad. So he give us a head start on evil. But he also say he give us a limited freedom of choice. So it's our choice whether we choose the sense of good in us or the sense of bad or evil in us. We got good and evil in us as human beings. Oh, yes, we have. And most people choose the evil. Why? Because Allah says that, I'm going to use this. Allah say in gambling, which he forbid, and intoxicant drugs, he says some pleasure. He says some benefit. He said, but your loss is greater than your benefit or your pleasure. So why would you want to keep doing things that your Creator, even though he permits you to do them, he's letting you know if you do it, your loss is going to be greater than your gain. And I say to you, people, today, your loss is not just going to be, material things. Your loss is going to be the real loss, which is the loss of your soul. Most people have sold their souls for the material things and for carnal pleasures. They only seek pleasure and enjoyment on the outside, in the material things, in their flesh with each other, you know, coming together flesh-wise. You know what I'm talking about. And they're not finding satisfaction in these things because these things are not real. These things are dead. Our body is dead. Anything that's dying all the time, it's dead. And every breath we take, we're dying. We're dead physically. So the only life for the human being is spiritual life. But you can't get spiritual life out of material things, out of material comforts, out of material pleasures. You get spiritual life out of spiritual life. And where is that spiritual life at? In your soul. But Almighty Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, he say, if he wanted to, he could have made everybody do right. That's not his plan. I was talking all day yesterday to people and saying, you know, Almighty Allah say, if you got the will to do right, bring your will, give your will to him, and he will help you to live a good life in this world and in the next life. He promised you that. And Allah also say, for people in this world in particular, because people in this world, they're doing evil and think they're going to get some good results. And one lady said, that's insanity. It is insanity. You're going to keep doing wrong, but you think you're going to get good from that wrong. You're expecting to get good just because you get a little pleasure out of that wrong. You think you're going to keep getting that pleasure. It reminds me of people who smoke crack cocaine. I always heard this. I ain't never smoked it. I have never smoked it. But they say that the first time you smoke it, it's a feeling that comes over you that feels so good. That's what they say, feels so good that you go back. It addicts you to want to go back to get that same feeling again. And the feeling won't reel from the start, so you are on a ghost chase. You're on a chase for something that don't exist. And you never, and it leads you straight to the hellfire. So the only way we can avoid the hellfire, it's real. Allah called this world a fire of temptation, of lust. Our carnal desires and the lust for our carnal desires for these carnal lustful pleasures, they are like a fire. If you don't put out a fire, I've said it many times, a fire will just keep burning up everything. Our desires is the same way. If we don't gain control over our carnal flesh desires, they will keep us in sin until they land us in the hell fire. Also, I wanted to speak on this. It's very important. Most Muslims and most people don't know this, period. And they are sure because the way they live. Most people don't know that we got two selves. We got a spiritual self and we got a carnal self. Okay, well, our carnal self, our flesh desire, our carnal self, Almighty God Allah, when he created it, he brought it before him like he did all the angels and jinns. And he asked our carnal self, say, who am I? Carnal self said, you are who you are, and I am who I am. He said, okay, I'm going to put you in here for 1,000 years. After 1,000 years, he so just, he brought our carnal self desires out of hell. And he said, okay, I'm giving you another chance. Who am I? And our carnal desires and self said, you are who you are, and I am who I am. So the third time Allah said, you are going to be confined to hell forever. So as we can see in this picture here, our self home is hell, just like Satan home is hell. So we need to understand this here, I. When you hear people talking about I, and that's what most people are talking about, I, you're talking about hellfire. Allah Almighty also says to this effect, he said, all the good that happens to people, it comes from him. He's all good. And he said, all the evil that happened to us come from our own ill will. Our will leads us into evil, ill doing, wrongdoing. This is what our creators say. You got people that might want to argue with that because they're ignorant. They're ignorant. But their actions ain't ignorant. The other time they do bad and keep doing bad, they get what? Bad results. Allah say, what other reward is there for good other than good? If you put out good, you're going to get good back for to please God, not for the good, do good just for people to talk about you and say you're a good person and all that. You're trying to glorify yourself. All glory belongs to Allah. So you only get a reward for the good that you do here and in the hereafter if your intentions is only to please your Creator, Allah, as all creation pleases Allah by obeying His laws, His moral laws, which is for our protection. So, I mean, you know, if there's no one on here, so be it. I'm saying He, Almighty God, Allah, is using me to speak to myself, to remind me to stay on the straight path, His straight path, to deviate and not to be deluded away from His straight path by this illusion called the world and these things in this world, even ourselves, that ain't nothing but an illusion and will soon pass away. Right now, I'm going to stop. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, my clan. Thank you, thank you. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you, our radio listening audience, those of you who have joined us. And I see that our most faithful person, sincere person, has joined us. May Allah bless them with a place in paradise. And that is, of course,
yes,
Imam Shahid Shabazz's cousin. He's back on the
yes,
air.
Yes, may Allah. Thank you. Thank you. I love him. I love him. I love him. May he be granted with paradise. And I look forward to be with him in paradise.
Inshallah. Yes, indeed. So we are able to go on with the show. We are not those who give up easily. And you see how Allah blesses you when you have patience and just keep trying. We're going to have faults. We're not perfect, none of us. Allah tests us in all ways to see what our reaction will be. We get upset and give up and say, oh, shoot, this is not going to work, and blah, blah, blah. Or do we just continuously, well, our patience and Allah is the best more, and I will continue to try. So this is what we do. We put our faith in our Creator. And if we're really sincere about what we're doing, we just keep trying until it happens, as we say. All right? So Allah is blessed to be on the show again today, despite whatever problems we have. I didn't end up oversleeping because my alarm clock didn't go off. I'm studying now, so I'm taking a course, and it's supposed to be just about over with. I'm doing it online, and things are going a little behind, so I have my lessons that I have to really rush and push at this point. And I try to cut everybody and everything off so that I can really concentrate. And I think a lot so far I seem to be doing well with it. I pray out every, you know, the final exam. So the final exam is the most important exam, huh? That should give us a clue. That's a sign, too. So I'm trying to pass this final exam on this test. And so, inshallah. But what happens is that I oversleep sometimes because I'm up late during the night until the wee hours of morning, so to speak. And I set my alarm clock, but then I had to cut the power off because my screen keeps freezing on me. But I see that it's not just that I had a problem that, but I tried to get on this morning again, and I cut the power back on. So it's that I really need another phone now, I guess. But this is supposed to be one of those real expensive phones that was given to me in less than about 2 years now, I guess, going almost 2 years now I've had this phone. And it shouldn't be acting up like this. I've had very cheap phones that last me much longer. So I refuse to give it up because of the convenience of it. I wasn't able to do on the other phones what I could do on this. But I don't know. I guess it just needs cleaning out. If I could find out how to clean it out, I might find that I have solved my problem. But anyway, I want to get back to our show, and Imam Shahid Shabazz, who's doing a wonderful job, of letting us know, people, what our purpose here on earth is, that man created nothing, and man can do nothing. It's all the will of Allah. And I thought of myself and wanted to say, oh, this weather, what's happening is because man went up in the air. And when he said that, he made me think, you know, I'm listening to this, and for a moment, I started thinking maybe this is why things are happening too. He's being punished for messing in the air. But man can do nothing, you know. He doesn't even know what his results are when he goes up in the air, for real. He's assuming. He's assuming because he has no way of really knowing. It's only Allah's permission. allows us, allows things to be, our Creator. Man is just deceiving each other, deceiving himself, and deceiving those of who want to listen and believe that he can do something. And they don't see the mistakes that are happening, tradition of the world. This is also considered a hell. This is a hell man is in because of his rebelliousness, his stubbornness, his refusal to believe in the Creator, the Almighty God of Love. And just simply, it's just as easy to live a righteous life, a good life, a peaceful life. It doesn't mean that you have to be born. You can live a good life without being born. I think even now, I said when we were young, everybody said, I wish we, it was yesterday, you know, I wish it was like it was when we were coming up. We didn't have all this corruption. Yet we lived a good life. We lived a natural life, a normal life. We entertained and enjoyed ourselves in good ways, wholesome ways. We had fun. It didn't take all of this destruction of self and killing and drugs and dope and staying up all night, these clubs and going gambling and all this. It didn't take that to live a good life. People were really more familiar, more co-op, more working with one another. We had real communities in helping one another. And now they're all for self. They don't even know who the next door neighbor is. So this is what has happened. And they want to call this a real life and don't realize they have themselves in hell, deeper into the hellfire, and don't know it. They're living in the hellfire here on earth. And the reality is showing all around them. But they're so blind, they have blinded themselves. They're blinded to themselves with self-deception. And they want to believe that they are enjoying themselves. And now back to Imam Shaheed Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I just wanted to say to that as you were talking, I was thinking in the Quran, the final revelations of Almighty Allah to all humankind. Allah said when people on this earth, and I see it, he said when they reject faith and his unseen reality and they reject trying to live a righteous life, he said they don't do nothing but swallow a fire into their own souls. And I've been going out working lately, and I've been attacked by black women in particular in these neighborhoods. And, boy, they've been attacking me like they could tear my head off. I mean, I can see the devil in them. And that's a fire, and that's that fire in them. And even another lady said, yeah, that's the devil in them. That's the fire of their hell in them. And she's right. And that goes for men, too. When you reject Almighty God, that's why you got men molesting little bitty babies. You got men over in Africa having sex with little bitty babies. You got preachers and ministers and imams and in Islam, Christianity, Judaism, all religions, they are having sex with little children. They are having sex, men with men, in the church. Women are having sex with women, other women, in this world here. And you're going to call this world, you're going to say, this ain't hell. Now, let me say this with you right here, too. Almighty Allah say the same extremes of evil you see people doing in this world, and every day they get worse and worse. He say they're going to suffer them same extremes in the hellfire. Meaning this, if you was a homosexual in this world and you stayed a homosexual till you died, he said you're going to be in hell burning with all the homosexuals. He said, if you was a lesbian and you was here having sex with women and lusting after women and having sexual relationship with women, you're going to be with all that group of all the women doing that burning in hell, and y'all going to be looking at each other and ain't going to be able to help each other. Y'all going to be burning. He said, the same crimes you commit here is the same punishment in hell you're going to get. If you were molesting children, he said you're going to be molesting children in the hellfire, and you're going to be burning up for doing that. So you can think this a joke all you want to. I've been saying that, and then I here lately, I can see it myself, and it's in the word of Almighty Allah. He said it's going to be more women in hell than anybody else, children, anybody. And I can sure certainly see why. And because women, I've been out here in the community. I'm a social worker for the spiritual creator, for the whole community. And the women are the worstest. They are the worst as I've ever seen in 62 years. They're evil. And then you remember in the beginning of time, when Allah told, the Creator told Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, said, look, don't eat of this tree that bear the fruit of right and wrong, good and evil. They was obedient for a little while, and then the woman, the devil, eventually got to her first. And she listened, and she told Adam, our father, and then he listened. And then both of them wind up losing their souls until they sincerely prayed and asked Allah to forgive them. They did wrong. We was indeed wrong, and he forgave them. But he said, because of y'all disobeying me, I'm going to create y'all in a physical body and put you on earth and put Satan down there with you, and you're going to be tested. And where y'all was in heaven with me, and I was coming to y'all, giving y'all guidance, y'all not going to get my guidance no more unless y'all call on me on earth for my guidance. In heaven, when they was in paradise, they didn't have to call on God for guidance, Allah. He came to them every day, gave them everything they needed. And down here on this earth, we're not going to just do what we want to do and think it ain't going to be no consequences. And the devil know that that's his main job, and he's done it to perfection. You got to give it to him. He have got most people thinking that they can, live a lie and live a truth. You know, be good and be bad. And religion. You know, they think they can get up and give a sermon or whatever they want to call it, a lecture, and then time they get a lecture, go right back to sinning. You got why a lot of them that come in all religions, they come to the place of worship already under intoxic and drugs and alcohol. You can smell it on their breath. You can see it in their eyes. Yeah. And who in the world that you think you're deceiving? You're self-deceived. There's only one life to live, in this world and in the next life. That's a good life. Almighty God, Allah say, the best reward he rewards you with in this world and in the next life is his good pleasure. It's the reward that will lead you on your spiritual journey back to him. And it's also your rewards, he say, if you're going through anything in this world, if you continue to do good, like the sister said, to please him, your creator, he said, just have faith, and before you know it, he'll remove them things out of your life, to, you know, the adversities and the trials and tribulations here you're going through. He'll bring you through all of them. My cousin that liked to listen at the show in Richmond, he could be called my uncle because him and my mother was raised up as sisters and brothers, but he said he was going across, if I'm not mistaken, and I've been across there too, that that bridge that from New Jersey to take you into New York. And he said he just fell asleep like the sister. And he said before he knew it, he was on the other side of the bridge off the road, and the car had stopped. Now, who do you think did that? Nobody did that. He bore witness that I know that was Almighty God. Even if he didn't believe in God, he said that day, I believed in God and I believed in power beyond man's power because ain't no man did this yet. I'm a man and I couldn't even do it. I fell asleep. So people, there's so many ways the Creator lets you know he exists. Like I said, this ice I'm looking at out here on the tree, man didn't put this out here. And on the line, all the snow we got back here in North Carolina, and we hadn't had that much snow in 40 years, 45 years. Man, know that God created, the Creator, not no God you can see. A Creator, spiritual Creator, that controls the heavens and the earth. He doing these things. And the thing that did with most people, that they sort of see, they talk right, but they don't want to live right. They talk that godly talk, but they don't want to live the godly life. Huh? And most people are selfish. They act like these things they got here, they're going to keep forever. And not only that, they act like if I give you some help, they already got what they need now. And Almighty God said, what do you ought to give in charity to help you don't need? But people can have way more than they need. 300, just say a man got $1 million. Then you know he got way more than what him and his family need. And don't want to give and won't give other people not a penny. Not only that, in the government, so corrupt. They tax the poor people and give the rich people tax breaks. Fine that. Now you're going to tell me the justice. Where is the justice in that? There ain't no justice in that. That's just us. Just us who rich people. We're looking out for ourselves. We don't give a damn about y'all 99% of poor. We want y'all to just die. That's why they're passing in the Food and Drug Administration all kinds of chemicals to be put in food and in the air, too, to destroy the people faster than I ever seen before in the United States and the world. But this soul's going to come to an end. You ain't got to believe it, because history repeats itself and the Creator can't fail. And he said, you won't find no changes in his ways of doing things. So you get ready, you people who ain't living right. You're soon finna be exited off this planet Earth, and you finna stand before your Creator for judgment so you can spend your home in eternal hell fire for living an evil, wicked life here in this world when he created you to live a good life in this world and to love one another, love people, and not hate and despise people. And I was saying to somebody the other day, me and a white, me and Caucasian people get along better than black people down here in the South. And we were saying that, you know, I be in line a lot there in the stores down here, and it's amazing, you know, and sometimes I be a little slow with my money or whatever, and the Caucasians, they'll think, well, maybe I ain't got it, and they'll pay my bill for me and say, you ain't got to worry about it. And then they start talking to me about God, talking to me about what's going on and saying these people know there is a God. They ain't breathing on their own and this type of thing. It's the black African-American that's the worstest people in rejecting Almighty God Allah in the world. And we should be the people that love and embrace Islam and embrace that whole truth, which is Islam, more than any people in the world, because we have suffered the worstest slavery of any people ever suffered since time has began. And this ain't for nothing. Allah said when he do this, cause the people to suffer a great oppression like we have in the children of Israel, he do that so we can humble, recognize we need God to make it through and humble ourselves, and then he'll prepare us to be righteous leaders of the world. But since we done been through slavery, we act like damn slavery, then it's over. We're free. And if you look at African-American condition today, you can call that free. Killing each other, killing their children, having sex with their children, huh? Killing their children, selling drugs all the time. The women trying to act like a man, then took his role and he acted like a woman, acting like a female. All backwards, simply because they don't want to follow the will, the good will, to teach them the right way that's already inside of them. There ain't no religion. It's inside of you. I just said it in the beginning of the talk. The sister said, Allah gave us the sense to know right from wrong. And when everybody do right, they know it. And when you do wrong, you know it. You get two different feelings when you do right and wrong. And Prophet Muhammad, in my conclusion, at this time, the last prophet and the seal of all the prophets and messengers said, when you feel good about the good you do and you feel bad about the bad you do, then you know you're a true believer in your Creator, your unseen Creator of the heavens and earth, Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. You are listening to the sign of broadcast. I'm in Master Shaheed Shabbat. And as we can see, he's going strong again this morning with a beautiful discussion that is so necessary, people. We must
See, at this time, I can't see why everybody's mind is not on one thing, the day of judgment, returning to that Creator, returning to Allah, returning to the Almighty God. Whatever name you want to call him. We know that we're only on this earth, but we're only here for fleeting moments, we are told. Because of how long? I don't care if it's 100, 150, 200 years. It's still like a fleeting moment on this earth. And we must eventually return, all of it. Therefore, we were said and we given signs to the end of time. And we see those signs everywhere today. So many things happening. I'm looking at this beautiful snow, as I call it, because most people, even though we know if you're not careful with something, there's danger in it. And you can be harmed by it, but there's also the good in it. So I look at it for the beauty that Allah has blessed us to see of the creation. A beautiful picture that he's painted with the snow. It's like a different creation, different way of life, and it's peaceful. For people that are conscious, cool seasons are warm seasons. They don't have cold seasons. They never have snow. But that is what's told to us. But they said everything changes with Allah in time. So we are told about conscious now. Over in the east, over in the desert lands, I would say. No, right there, heaven. And measurable inches of snow. I think the type of the museum would be able to 12 inches. I forgot in what part of this is just one of the hot countries, warm countries. And they had never had snow before. So they didn't know what to do. They had to try to prepare for this cold weather, this cold weather coming on them. And she said it was like, what, a punishment. Because they couldn't go just like that into a house and keep warm. They couldn't turn on their car and keep warm. They never had any reason to have to. They didn't have what they needed to keep themselves warm. And even heavy coats to put on. So people, this was really a punishment and a mystery to them. We see how Allah works. And we understand, well, why would this happen? Look at what man is doing. He's destroying and killing himself. Why, he doesn't respect and care about life anymore. He doesn't have any respect for his life, and that's showing disrespect for his Creator who gave him life to put him on earth. So why not? You have to return to him, and you will be judged according to your good deeds and your good conduct on earth and your sincerity of heart, your good intentions, and your true sincere faith and belief in your Creator. These are things that you're going to determine whether you will be placed in the hellfire or the hereafter. Help us to say forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness. Just it mean that you're sincere about being forgiven. And now, people, I don't want to hold our Imam Imam Shaheen Shabbat for the longer, which is looking at the snow made me think about news the other day about the snow they had over in some of the country. And now I
give
to you again, Imam
Shaheed Shabbat. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for passing on that information to people about it being snow over there in the part of the world where it's desert and the sun is over there and it never snows over there. Well, he's doing things in extremes. The Creator Allah is doing things that he never done before. If this right here won't get your attention, people, and it ain't getting most people attention because they're rebellious just like their predecessors in the past. Allah gave Pharaoh during the time of Prophet Moses and their prophet Aaron, peace be upon them, sign after sign he sent to Pharaoh. He sent plagues on them. We've been plagued with all kinds of diseases and everything all over the world. And people still refuse to turn to their Creator. This is his world down here on earth too, like it is in the heavens. And I want to say this. I was listening at the talk of the leader in the Islamic faith, the Imam down here in Winston-Salem the other day, and he gave such a beautiful talk like what we're talking here. And he said, people, and I said too, he said, if you knew y'all would have fear in y'all. Y'all wouldn't continue to just do wrong and think y'all going to get away. He said on the day of judgment, and this is true, all the prophets said it because the Creator told him to tell the people. He said that out of all the people he ever created, you can't count them. Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, say on the day of resurrection and judgment. He said, after he judged the people, only one person out of every 1,000 going to heaven, and the other 999 people of every people going to hell. Now, you want me to pray and end the show, right?
Yes, they say we have, that's them say, letting us know we have
15
seconds. So,
okay, well, we'll say Allahu Akbar. We'll say the Creator is greater than everything. So if you rely on the Creator, you can come out of every situation in this world if you love him and put him first in all your affairs in your life. Don't try to handle it yourself. Can't handle nothing. Like the sister said, we're weak, and we can handle nothing. We can only destroy ourselves by cutting ourselves off from the remembrance and the obedience to our Creator. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're listening to the broadcast of the name of Shahid Shabbat. And now, we have to end the show early. We started a little late today, but they're giving us just the time that we should have. And the show is going off now. And may Allah be with you. Thanks for joining us. Assalamu alaikum.